Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac. I'm the Bob Almanac. It's Bob Almanac time. It's the state in history, birthdays, and whatever else comes up. June 8th, 160th day of the year. We have 206 left. Were you a fan of the Huns or the Huts? Who do you like? Do you like Jabba the Hutt or Attila the Hun? Who are you more into?
The Hun.
The Huns? Yeah. Well, Attila the Hun invaded Italy on this date. 452 AD. That's the earliest almanac item that we've had in a while.
I think so.
Every now and then we'll have a BC or a couple of years AD, but this is 452 AD. Yeah. We're in triple digits. 1824, the washing machine was patented on this date. A guy by the name of Noah Cushing of Quebec. He was a Nordique.
And the big rollers. A Canuck. The pins?
At this point in time, I don't know what was powering them. What, you know, if they were doing in hand or, you know, they are gas-powered. And there were gas-powered washers.
Sure.
We had one on the old farm.
Wow.
Or you hook it up to the power takeoff on the old farm All H. That'll get your clothes clean.
I'll bet
clean.
It would.
That'll get ring around the collar.
Right.
I get ring around the collar. You strap it to the old farm tractor. So that was 1824. 1869. Oh, we've got another patent. This is patent of the day, part two. Eve McAfee of Chicago patented the suction vacuum. Carpets would never be cleaner.
No.
1869. 1936, first parking meter invented. Finally, the municipalities and cities had an extra revenue stream. I'm sure the first people that came up on these, they were probably pretty upset. Their rights were being violated because I shouldn't have to pay for parking. I've never paid for parking before, but now we kind of take it for granted.
For sure. It's just part of the deal.
I'm surprised you don't pay for parking at your own house now. I come to your place for a golf tournament. That's $5 to park. Yeah.
Might be 10 for you.
Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours.
Wow.
Our show tonight is powerful. We'll wow you with an hour.
I'm sure back in the late 40s and early 50s, everybody knew this song because everybody watched the Texaco Star Theater hosted by Milton Berle.
I wipe the pipe, I pump the...
Milton Berle, of course, as you know, became Mr. Television.
That's right.
And he hosted it for the first time. It was the show's debut, the Texaco Star Theater. A lot of times he would show up on stage in drag.
Yeah.
He liked dressing up as one of his characters. One of his shticks was dressing up as a little Bo Peep. He lost his sheep, 1948. 64.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go.
Although nobody would ever confuse Milton Berle with RuPaul.
No.
So this song was released, actually recorded on this date, recorded in the 60s. You got your Jan and Dean. Jan and Dean released this on this date, 1964. The little old lady from Pasadena. The gal could drive a car, and she could drive a stick.
It's impressive.
1964, NFL News, 1966.
Who does this panel think won the war? Who won the war?
I feel that's a league matter.
It's beneficial to both, frankly.
So a news conference on the date of 1966, that's Pete Rozelle and Lamar Hunt. You may know him as the longtime owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sure.
And his name is on the trophy when you win the AFC. It's the Lamar Hunt Trophy. I'm sure you knew that name.
I did.
So it was this date that they announced that the NFL and the AFL would merge into one NFL in 1970. So that was a four-year process. So they announced this merger before the Super Bowl, before Super Bowl I. Neil.
I didn't realize it took that long.
It was a long process.
It was a process.
The AFL liked what they had. They had a good, out of all of the professional leagues that have gone up against the big professional league, we've had the USFL, we've had all these other leagues
the
that have
ABA,
tried to, yeah, and the World Hockey Association, and some of these others that have tried to battle the main one. Out of all of them, the AFL was probably the most successful.
Yeah.
That had the most number of teams that survived. Because the WHA merged with the NHL, some of their teams came over. Same thing with the ABA and the NBA.
Yeah.
But not as many as the
handful,
many as the AFL teams that survived. In fact, didn't they all survive? I don't think any team when they merged in 70, there's no team that got wiped out.
I don't think so.
Contracted. So that was in 66. Welcome AFL, NFL. Good job there, 1966. 1968 in London, authorities captured James Earl Ray more than 2 months after he had shot and killed civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King. He was on the run.
On the lam.
It took him 2 months. He went to Canada. He got a passport under the name of Ramon George Snade. And then he went to London, and they finally tracked him down this date. 1968, and then he was in prison. He escaped prison, like, in the late 70s.
Yeah,
and they were able to recapture him.
He was elusive.
He was. In 68, I got some baseball news here today, 68.
On the message board, out of zeros, fashioned the numeral 56. Then under that, ties Walter Johnson's 1913 mark.
If you ever wanted to listen to Vin Scully without any trouble, there it was right there.
Yep, that was bassy.
It was all bass. Because, Vin Scully was all about the bass.
Yeah.
It's all about the bass. So it's this date that Don Drysdale pitched his 58th consecutive scoreless inning. That held on until 88, I think it was.
Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, also of the Dodgers. Yep. What a coincidence there, 68. 69, more baseball, because we really want and need baseball, so the Almanac gives it to you.
And I'm terribly privileged to have the honor to once again call from the dugout one of the all-time Yankee greats, the magnificent Yankee, the great number 7, Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle Day on this date at Yankee Stadium as he gave his farewell retirement speech. They retired number 7, over 60,000 packed into Yankee Stadium. Just think if he would have had the benefit of modern medicine to be able to take care and fix those knees, he would have been so much more productive in those later years.
He'd have put up bigger numbers.
What did he end with? Run.
536 or something like that?
Very close to that. Yeah, so that was this date, 1969. 1982, President Reagan, he's at Parliament.
The march of freedom and democracy, which will leave Marxism-Leninism on the ash heap of history as it has left other tyrannies, which stifle the freedom and muzzle the self-expression of the people.
The ash heap. That's where I want to end up, on an ash heap. So I guess I'm going to be
he
cremated.
He gave great speeches.
He did. They were very good and well-spoken and very poignant and to the point and powerful, too.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Gorbachev, tear down this wall. This was 1982. President Reagan became the first American chief executive to address a joint session of Parliament in London. That was in 82, 83.
I'll bet that that man could run our company as well as your young Winthrop.
Are we talking about a wager, Randolph?
Is there a problem, officer?
Oh, Winthrop. I'm glad your parents are not alive to see this.
Trading Places released on this date. Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Ameche, among others.
So
it
good.
It was a very good movie, and it was released this date in 83. In the news in 91.
It was the biggest victory celebration the nation's capital has seen since World War II. The men and women of Operation Desert Storm paraded proudly through Washington today in a jubilant official welcome home.
It was the Victory Parade, Washington, D.C., following the first Persian Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1991, and then 2006, it was another war. This was the war in Iraq, and here today we got a pretty large and important target here, according to the U.S. military.
Zarqawi, in fact, did survive the airstrike. The report specifically states that nobody else did survive, though, from what they know. The first people on the scene were the Iraqi police. They had found him.
He eventually did die from that large bomb. In fact, two 500-pound bombs.
Those are big.
On Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's safe house in the village north of Baghdad. He was the most wanted terrorist in Iraq at the time, and we got him.
Yep.
President Bush called him the most wanted terrorist in Iraq. That was the state 2006, 14 years ago. Birthdays.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hope you got your Dr. Scholl's inserts into those boots. You're going to do a lot of walking. It's Nancy Sinatra, Frank's daughter. Yeah, they did that song together, Something Stupid, which was really good, too. And you ever been to Sugartown? Nancy Sinatra is 80.
One is the loveliest number that you ever do.
One of the three lead singers for Three Dog Night.
Can be as bad as
Chuck
one.
Negron here today. 78.
Great singer.
And Corey Wells, Danny Hutton. It's an odd kind of mix there as far as, you know, you got one group. Usually you have one lead singer, maybe two that share lead. They had three. And they had, of course, split the gate three ways.
Sure.
And the groupies. Chuck Negron, it's three dog, makes sense. Three, three this, three that. He's 78.
Next stop, Chi-Town. Leo put the mic down and let it roll. You say,
Boss Skaggs, he's doing the Lido Shuffle. Love this song as a kid. 76 for
in my
Boz
high school
Skaggs.
Days. It
of
was
course,
huge.
Boz Skaggs.
Yeah. It's a
heartache. Me and Steve Miller were high school buddies.
He was original member of the Steve Miller Band, if I'm not mistaken. Bonnie Tyler was not an original member of the Steve Miller Band.
But on the All Raspy team.
It's a fool's game.
Yeah, her voice has got some sandpaper grit to it, doesn't it? There's some grit to it. It's coarse. So Bonnie Tyler, this was a country hit for her, I think top 10. Then she went on to colossal success, a total eclipse of the heart. That song about riding on tractors and needing a hero from Footloose. 69 today, Bonnie Tyler. The guy gave us Dilbert. And, you know, I think Drew Carey would have a case if he wanted to sue the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, because basically Dilbert looks like Drew Carey.
They are similar.
Dilbert is actually Scott Adams, who created Dilbert, is 63.
This party's by invitation only.
Well, the name is Frenchie, and don't be so coupe de ville. Of course I have an invitation. I'm here with Benny. Hey, Benny!
The many Wayans brothers. I think they had a family of 10, sounds and many like of it. Them are in comedy. Keenan Ivory Wayans, that's probably his most famous character from In Living Color, Frenchie, 62.
Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye.
This guy had red hair, so why not call your band Simply Red? Makes sense. Simply Brunette just wouldn't have worked. Lead singer, Simply Red, Mick Hucknall.
Oh, yeah.
Is 60. She was the good wife. She wasn't all that good here in this scene.
Mrs. Florek, if you do not sit back down, I will have you held in contempt.
Fine. Arrest me.
Well, they should call her the sassy wife. That's Juliana Margulies. You may also remember her from ER. That's kind of where we met her
the first time.
Yep. You know, oh, boy, this gal's a good actress. Winning an Emmy and a Golden Globe, then later for Good Wife. You kidding me? 54. Gabrielle Giffords, she's the former congresswoman. Is it from Arizona?
Arizona
was her state. She almost didn't see her 41st birthday. January 2011, remember the assassination
attempt?
She was shot in the head.
Jeez.
Survived and has made a very nice recovery. Gabrielle Giffords is 50. And Kanye West, our guy Kanye.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
I thought
one
it was a
joke. One of the best videos of all time.
And so did Cletus T. Judd, and he didn't get an award. So, I mean, is there any justice at all? Kanye West, I think he means well, but the misunderstood Kanye West.
I guess.
He married into the Kardashian family, so he knew where the money was.
Absolutely.
Kanye West is 43.
Gone but not forgotten today. We've got a couple of former first ladies. Ida McKinley, married to William McKinley, born on this day, 1847. And we'll get to that. Well, we might as well throw in former first lady Barbara Bush. Married to George H.W.
You can bundle them together.
Yeah, I think we can. 1925. Frank Lloyd Wright, famed architect, 1867. Remember the name Byron Whizzer White? He was an NFL running back and a Supreme Court justice, 1917.
And he had a urinary continence issue, right? Is that why they called him Wizard?
I think it was. Yeah. Robert Preston, he was the music man in the movie version opposite Shirley MacLaine, who was Maid Marian, and Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, so
Shaboopy.
Good. Shaboopy. He was excellent. Robert Preston, 1918. George Kirby was an impressionist. He did a great John Wayne and many others. George Kirby, 1923. We just lost him recently. Mm-hmm. A great actor, comedian, Jerry Stiller.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
What is that? Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity now!
I don't know if you can use the name Frank Costanza in the same sentence as Serenity or Relaxation.
Just probably not.
Either of his characters that he played, no. Whether it was Frank Costanza or Arthur Spooner.
Yeah, both so good. Jerry Stiller. We just lost in 1927. Joan Rivers, 1933.
The most beautiful woman in the world now is Bo Derek. Oh, come on. Not the Bo, please. But she is not too bright, Bo. She forgot her twin sister's birthday. I mean, oh, you don't know. I said to her, what's the capital of California? She said, C. I mean, well.
Can she talk? And I'm sure eventually she'd talk about Heidi Abramowitz.
Yes, probably.
That tramp.
Yes. Joan Rivers was born on this day, 1933. The original Lassie was a dog named Pal. Now, you may not know, but after, you know, Pal kind of, that version of Lassie ran its course, then it was all dogs that were fathered by Pal that played Lassie. Pretty cool.
Pal was busy. After his retirement from
yes,
the show.
Yes, he was. Let's see, who else do we have? We have Willie Davenport, U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame, National Track and Field Hall of Fame, 1943. Don Grady was in My Three Sons and other things.
He was Robbie.
Well, come on in and tell us about the trip.
Yeah.
How was the weather?
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Is anybody hungry?
How'd the new racket work out?
We didn't try it, sir.
I got some cold roast beef.
So I'll bet that golf course was something. Is it as beautiful as they say?
Everything was lovely.
I'll bet you had a little trouble with those water hazards, huh?
Oh, we didn't play, Dad.
Oh, it was supposed to be one of the best courses.
Fred McMurray, your son and Katie just came back from their honeymoon. They didn't play tennis. They didn't play golf.
They were honeymooning.
Exactly.
That is Don.
Even Uncle Charlie couldn't figure it out.
Even Uncle
Chuck.
I mean,
I could say Ernie and Chip, obviously, they're very naive. But they come on, Fred McMurray. I mean, yeah. Stephen and Uncle Charlie.
They should have had a clue. Don Grady, 1944. And lip syncers, is it Rob Palaitis?
Hey, it's not their fault.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Rob and Fab. They were victims. They were wanting to sing, and it was the producers and whoever was recording and promoting their albums. They said, well, we got to bring somebody else. And it wasn't their fault. They were just kind of mixed in with it. So I've come to grips with the whole Rob
and
Fab thing.
And then they were soundly chastised.
I mean, they could dance. They could dance to the music. Then eventually they did come out with some of their own albums, and they weren't that bad.
Yeah.
They weren't quite as good as the originals when they weren't singing, but still they were passable.
He was, one half of Milli Vanilli. Rob Palaitis was born on this day, 1965. Yes, sadly, we lost him early. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You know what isn't gone is, it's Neil Freeman. He'll be sticking around here until at least 9:58:30.
I would think
He'll remind you of today's keyword and play for you a Bob-a-thon and get your no-repeat workday started.
I'm up for it.
And would you like to start that Bob-a-thon, to start your no-repeat workday with Trace Atkins, Every Light in the House is On. That summer, Garth Brooks or Waylon Jennings This Time?
Yeah, we'll go Waylon.
All you need for summer. KPDG Albany.